usually when I welcome Douglas Buchanan to the WBJC studio, it's for St. David's Music Series, but he wears many hats, and here he is today as Artistic Director of the Maryland Choral Society. So, starting out your three concert series with the Christmas concert mid-December, and I think that the title that you've chosen, Joyeux Noël, gives an indication that you will be concentrating a lot on French carols. What is it about those that make them specific?
Well, what we're doing is we're doing Charpentier's Midnight Mass for Christmas, and that's sort of the anchor work of the program. And we're branching off from that and taking some of the Noels that he took and he sort of crafted and laced throughout this wonderful work. They're great, airy, fun, and really get at a slightly rustic nature that sometimes we don't hear at Christmas concerts as much. We certainly hear German carols and English carols a lot, and particularly at St. David's, that's what I'm used to doing. And so I was really excited to dig into some more French stuff here with MCS.
I'd love to look ahead to some of the other concerts that you're presenting. In March, a contemporary of Mozart. Now, Mozart himself needs no introduction, but she is so unusual that I actually can't even find a pronouncer for her name. So help us out with that.
Part of the interesting element about this concert, which is called Mozart and Martinez, is that Mariana von Martinez, or just Mariana Martinez, has a couple of different spellings from her name because her family was international. They moved to Vienna and went back and forth between a more Spanish spelling and a more Germanic spelling of their names. But Mariana would have studied with Haydn. She would have rubbed shoulders with Mozart. And she was one of the only women up until this point to be inducted into the Accademia Filarmonica Onorata, which was this Italianate honor society of musicians. And she actually composed the Dixit Dominus in 1774 when she was 30 years old as a sort of offering piece for her admission to the society. And that's the piece that we'll be doing. And as far as I can tell, I believe this is the Mid-Atlantic premiere of this piece. It's been done, I believe, in Boston before, but her works are not performed a lot, at least this side of the Atlantic. And I'm really excited to be pairing her Dixit Dominus with Mozart's Solemn Vespers. There's a lot in common between the two. They both have these graceful melodic lines, a very classical sense of architecture and drama. Martinez has a slightly thicker choral texture with divided sopranos, but it's going to be a really exciting thing, and the choir and the soloists involved are just really thrilled to be bringing this work to life.
Tell me a bit about the commission that you have for your last concert of the season in May.
Yeah, so our last concert is This Sceptred Isle. It will be focusing on English music and music of English poets. And we've commissioned a work from Michael Rickleton, who's a wonderful choral composer. He'll be setting some Shakespeare text, and this is going to be paired with some other wonderful English music, like a work of Benjamin Britten, his Rejoice the Lamb, some Purcell music, as well as a new piece by me.
And me being Douglas Buchanan, Artistic Director of the Maryland Choral Society, starting out their three concert series with Joyeux Noël, that is, as you can gather, their Christmas program that will be December the 11th at 4 p.m. at Mount Calvary Catholic Church. This is in Forestville, Maryland. More information is at marylandchoralsociety.org. Thanks so much for coming in, Douglas. Have a great series.
It's my pleasure.